More talks today. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Negotiations between teams from Russia and Ukraine resuming in a few hours in Istanbul, Turkey. Ukraine's delegation laying out a framework under which the country would declare its neutrality with its security guaranteed by other nations. Russia claims it's drawing down its forces near Kiev, but Ukraine's President Zelensky is skeptical.
In a late-night address, Zelensky stressed Ukraine is not easing off its defensive efforts.
Yes. We can call the signals we hear from the negotiating platform positive, but these signals do not drown out the blows of Russian shells. Of course, we see all the risks.
And no signs of peace in the key seaport of Mykolaiv, a Russian rocket blasting a hole in a regional government building there. The impact killing at least 12 people and wounding 22 others.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. Reuters reports Russian forces hit industrial facilities and three strikes in the Khmelnytsky region of western Ukraine overnight. Ukraine's UN ambassador has told the United Nations Security Council Russian invaders have lost 17,000 troops and nearly 600 tanks, plus hundreds of aircraft and seven ships since the invasion began. 20 states are joining Florida in a lawsuit to end the federal mask mandate on airplanes, aboard trains, and other public transit. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's turned the airlines into having to police this. It's created a lot of unruly passenger situations because it's so frustrating for people.
The lawsuit claims the mask mandate, which is scheduled to expire in about 3 weeks, exceeds the authority of the Centers for Disease Control. American astronaut Mark Vandehei and two Russian cosmonauts have departed the International Space Station and have begun their return to Earth aboard a Soyuz space capsule. They're scheduled to land in Kazakhstan in a few hours. Vandehei returning to Earth after a record-setting 355 consecutive days in space. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
100 years after it was first proposed, there is now a law on the books that makes lynching a federal hate crime.
Before President Biden put pen to paper Tuesday,
no federal law expressly prohibited lynching. None.
Today, the Emmett Till anti-lynching law is a federal hate crime. Named for Till, who at 14 years old was murdered in Mississippi for allegedly whistling at a white woman and remains the most notable victim of the crime. President Biden said no longer will lynching be used
to enforce the lie that not everyone belongs in America. Not everyone is created equal.
The Senate gave unanimous consent to the bill after the House overwhelmingly passed it in February. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Setting aside a prosecutor's recommendation, a judge in Tennessee rules a death row inmate there can be executed despite his claims of mental deficiency.
Lawyers for Byron Black argue he's intellectually disabled and should not be put to death for killing his girlfriend and her two young daughters in 1988. They cited a new law that makes Tennessee's ban on executing intellectually disabled people retroactive. Senior Judge Walter Kurtz concluding the new law does not apply in Black's case because federal courts previously determined he's not intellectually disabled. This despite a district attorney agreeing with the defense that Black should be spared. The 65-year-old was on work release while serving time for shooting his girlfriend's estranged husband when prosecutors in Nashville say he shot Angela Clay and her children in a jealous rage. Black's execution is scheduled for August 18th. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
California's first in the nation task force on reparations has voted to limit state compensation to the descendants of free and enslaved black people who were in the U.S. in the 19th century, rejecting a proposal to include all blacks. The group saying a compensation plan based on lineage as opposed to race has the best chance of surviving legal challenges. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.